This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we are embarking 4 years, our fourth anniversary with this program. And when I first started doing the show, people said, you know, why are you doing this? And I said, because I need to become educated about the world of cannabis, the world of CBD, THC, the full spectrum, how do you use it medicinally, and all things related, industrial. Because I really and truly feel that this plant has the ability to change lives and also has the ability to change the economic picture. And I have a guest today that is going to explain how big this plant can really be. And Carrie Newman is with us. It was 2014, Carrie, when you were a cannabis grower, and you were so ecstatic as you watched the taboos around this plant start to fade, and more states were enacting laws to allow the medicinal and even some recreational use. And you wanted to be a part of this. And so tell us the rest of the story, please, and welcome to the program. It is a fascinating story, I will tell you.
Well, thank you for having me. And just a real quick, it's Carrie Newman, just for when you go into production.
I said Newman, didn't I? Sorry, Carrie Newman.
No,
go ahead.
No problem.
Sorry.
So I guess my story starts well before 2014, really. I grew up in Chicago in a neighborhood called Lincoln Park that was fairly well-to-do, and I went to a private school that was very Jewish and very wealthy, and I learned fairly young, I'd say, you know, ninth or tenth grade, that for whatever reason, cannabis was everywhere, but it was very fully embraced by this kind of sub-Jewish community that I was living in. And I, you know, was curious about it and started experimenting. And I realized pretty quickly that I didn't see this as a drug in the way that the kind of the pop culture had portrayed it and the laws had portrayed it. But I saw it as a tool, more or less, to wellness in a lot of different ways. And I wasn't able to verbalize this at this age, but I definitely felt it and knew it kind of internally. And I, you know, went to college and University of Colorado, where they really had embraced cannabis, or the state had at this point. This is the mid-90s. And that's
when what a choice of colleges, huh?
yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie and say that cannabis didn't, you know, factor into that decision. I love to snowboard too, so that was a big one. But the fact that when I went to visit there, it was I visited probably five colleges, and every one of them had these huge drinking, you know, keg parties that I went to that were fun and all. But I, you know, Colorado was the only one where cannabis was available in equal measure, and people really seemed to understand that this was a potentially a better way to spend your time and if you're going to party, as it were, this is a much healthier and, in my opinion, more fun way to do it. So I chose Colorado and ended up going to school there. And my first grow ever was in the late 90s in Colorado. This was right at the dawn of the medical movement. And I think Colorado was the first state to pass such. And that was kind of the beginning of it all. So I don't know, should I jump into Mazel Tov from there or what?
Yeah, you tell me wherever you want to go, because your story is, I think it's really quite the story. Do you want to talk about the legal disputes, or do you want to talk,
well,
where do
sure.
you want to begin?
Well, we can do a deal. I mean, maybe we could step back a little and look at it, cannabis a little more broadly for just, you know, before we jump into the specifics of the story, just because I feel like there's a lot of misunderstanding about cannabis, and maybe
absolutely
so it's a great venue to get the truth out there.
Yes.
And I, you know, I kind of feel that cannabis is a plant that addresses many different issues for many different people. And sure, you know this, but our bodies are born, when we're born, with receptors for cannabinoids, which means that we're programmed essentially to interact with this plant. You know, whether you do or not, your body is designed to do such.
Absolutely.
We're and biologically programmed for cannabis.
Absolutely.
For alcohol, we don't have
absolutely.
Other substances. Yeah, cool. So that's, you know,
and animals right. too, by the way. Dogs too. It's
correct.
Called the endocannabinoid system.
Correct. All, I think most living creatures, you know, at least the ones we studied, have, you know, some sort of interaction built into their biology for cannabis, which to me is, you know, speaks volumes for how it was intended to be used with humans. And then I believe that it kind of beyond cannabis, that there's a symmetry that exists in nature between humans and all living things and all the elements around us, meaning that for all the ailments that we're facing right now, there, I believe that there's a cure or a treatment, maybe not a cure, but some sort of element to help us deal with those ailments in nature. And I think cannabis is a huge category that this falls under, meaning that, you know, so because our systems are designed with these endocannabinoid systems to take it in, it can take it in for sleep regulation, it can take it in for food regulation, it can take it in for anxiety issues. I mean, it's all sorts of, it's tailored to your unique biology. And that's what's so neat about licking cannabis. There's, I don't know, 10,000 different substrains or, you know, different types of cannabis, and each one has a slightly different effect on the human body. So like this, you know, this is all blows my mind as I'm learning this throughout, you know, college and into getting into my professional career. And I just can't believe that we've taken something like this as a society and made it illegal, have literally taken away people's liberties for trying to
absolutely
explore this. And it just, you know,
it's crazy.
It's such an injustice.
But as you said at the beginning, it's a misunderstanding. And this is how it all began. It has been so, this plant, it's a plant. Let me just make it really clear. You cannot die from taking a plant. You cannot overdose taking a plant. You just
can't.
Well,
certain plants you can't that are toxic, but this isn't one of them. This is a completely benign plant. Yeah, exactly. And it's so crazy that we've weaponized it, and it's been used, you know, primarily against people of color to, you know, destroy lives. And it's just, you know, I'm so glad that we're finally getting to
yes.
a place in the world where that's changed. But it's, you know, the fact that it was ever illegal, and when you look at the kind of the foundations of why it became illegal, it's such a farce. I mean, it was, you know, it was financial interests, and it wasn't based on science. And, you know, they said it caused people, if you smoked one joint, you would, you know, immediately start raping people and jump out a window. I'm sure you've seen the movie Reefer Madness. I mean, it's unbelievable
yes.
what they did and then how effective it was. I mean, it went international. Every country follows the U.S.'s lead, and all of a sudden you've got a plant that's been benign for tens of thousands of years and people have used in many beneficial ways, and now people are losing their life because of it. So,
yes.
you know, that's the history.
And especially, yes, especially the black and brown community, and there are people that are still in jail today,
yeah,
still in jail, and because they were caught with a joint, with just one mm-hmm. joint, and they're still in jail. They're still in jail.
Yeah. Well, that's why we all got to vote this year,
insane.
And hopefully get that changed. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the broader, you know, take on why I'm so passionate about cannabis. So then my personal story picks up again. So after college, I graduated, came back to the Midwest, to Chicago, and worked a few different jobs in different industries the entire time, keeping my eye on what was going on in California and Colorado with the legal market and kind of salivating from a distance and wanting to get involved. And then in 2009, I believe, Michigan, you know, a state right next to Illinois, passed the first medical law in the Midwest. So I packed up my dog and everything and went out to Michigan and bought a piece of property.
Wait a minute. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we will finish with the story. There's so many pieces. We'll speed it up, I promise. And, Carrie, what's the best website as we go to break?
Sure. It's mazeltovfarms.com, MazeltovFarms.com.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us, we're in the middle of this fascinating story of a young entrepreneur that had a love for cannabis. And Carrie Nyman, welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us. And so you were just at a place where you came back and bought some land, and please take it from there.
You got it. So I moved to Michigan, where they have the first medical program, and cut my teeth doing kind of small indoor grows. And how the set up there was, you had patients that you would sign up as your caregiver, or you'd be their caregiver.
Yes.
And you would provide cannabis to them, and it was not a really economically viable model, but it was a great way to learn about cannabis and how to grow and all, you know, all the things that go along with that. But because it wasn't economically viable, Illinois around 2014 and 15 started getting rumblings of a medical program there, which is where I'm from. So I sold the property in Michigan, moved back to Illinois, and approached some people I had known from childhood that I knew had interest in cannabis and were, you know, had resources to pursue them, and suggested that we start a company called Green Thumb Industries and apply for some of these licenses. And through, you know, I don't want to get into the details, but Green Thumb Industries is now the biggest, I believe, the biggest cannabis operator in the United States.
It is.
Valuation is around $3 billion. So it was very successful.
$3 billion. $3 billion. 1,800 employees. 1,800 employees. And even with the pandemic, even with the pandemic, it's still growing at a rapid pace, selling 222 million worth of products in 12 states in the first half of 2020. So that gives you an idea of Green Thumb Industries.
So I, you know, with that not working out, I decided to come to California, which I saw as the kind of premier cannabis market in the country. And I launched my current business, which is called Mazel Tov Farms. And we are, our goal is to get into other states eventually, but right now we're focused on kind of availability in California and getting our product into all the markets that we think would be, favorable for us and would like us. And that's what we've been doing. That's what I've been doing for the last year and a half now.
Tell us about the Green Thumb story, though. We went over that rather quickly. Can you talk about it?
There's been an article written about it, and I think, you know, the story's out there in the world a little bit. But I had approached someone that I, you know, trusted and wanted to get this done with, and they cut me out of it, essentially. And, you know, it's in litigation now, so we'll see how it all plays out. But it's...
So your idea, wait a minute, your idea that you went to them with, it was called Green Thumb Industries.
Correct.
They took it and ran, and now this company is worth $3 billion, and you got, as they say, bupkis. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's been a rough situation, but we're, you know, hopefully it'll be addressed appropriately. But it's a real bummer, because I think it kind of speaks to the broader theme of people that really had devoted their lives and, you know, with their passion, and as it got commercialized, the kind of the people with the big bankrolls just kind of squashed a lot of the people. And I'm, you know, I'm not a person of color, but I think a lot of people of color are getting cut out of this, the people that kind of suffered the most.
Oh, no, I've addressed this. Yes, I have addressed the discrepancies, and I've been very honest, because when I first started doing this show, there were only at the trade shows. You couldn't even sell CBD at the trade shows, at the natural product shows. You couldn't even sell CBD at the shows. And once they realized there was too much money, the natural products industry embraced, and Stuart Tonk, I have to say, from CB Sciences, was the first pioneer that really went from the natural products industry to the cannabis industry, and so didn't Jason Mitchell from Hemp Fusion. And so they broke through the barriers and a few others and got through.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all men, all suits.
Sure.
And you would
men.
Go through the all white men in suits, and you would go through the for women that worked for them, but there were no women leaders and decision makers, and it was very frustrating for me. And I, right before COVID, we were gathering in Boston to try and change the way the board was set up, because it really lacked diversification and it lacked opportunities for minorities. And something very similar happened to one of the black-owned companies in Boston. It's a terrible story. I've been trying to get them on for a few months, and we're still working on it. But and then COVID happened, and so it kind of all has fallen away. But that piece is still a very important piece of minorities not being having access to this industry, and minorities including black, brown, and women.
No, I agree.
Latinos. I mean, you know, Asians.
Disproportionately under the prohibition era, you know, it only seems right that, you know, there's something put in place that everyone can, you know, participate in this. So it's
absolutely,
it's,
absolutely.
Kind of a bummer so far to see, you know, these huge conglomerates, you know, taking over the game, as it were. But, you know, is what it is, as they say.
So tell us about where you are with Muzzle Tough.
So yeah,
Farms,
so
and I love the name.
Our current brand. You know, we thought I wanted to do something that was a little more culturally significant, I guess, or, you know, had a cultural touchstone in the branding, rather than just calling us, you know, Weed Incorporated or whatever it would be. And I found a partner who owns a store here in California, and whose father is a rabbi, so it kind of all made sense. We're considering getting our product certified kosher. We're looking into seeing if that's something that makes sense in the market. We have two components that we think kind of set us apart from a lot of the others. So our tagline of Muzzle Tough Farms is always heavy, always fire. And the always heavy is a reference to all our products way more than the similarly weighed products in our product category, meaning that our most eighths are 3.5 grams. Our eighths, quote unquote, are 4 grams. So our jars come with 4 grams of cannabis as opposed to 3.5 grams. And then our vapor cartridges, where, you know, normally they come in 0.5 gram and 1 gram increments, we have 0.55 and 1.1 gram. So we always, you know, get a little more product when you buy Muzzle Tough Farms, which we think is a cool thing. And then for our live res, or for our vapor cartridges, we only use live resin, which is kind of a much higher quality raw material to use to make your oil.
I have to tell you, Carrie, we are out of time, but we will have you back and continue the conversation, and also best of luck, and keep us posted, because it's one of those stories we want to know more about. And Muzzle Tough Farms, and we will be back next. We will be back in just a moment right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and I think it's so fascinating. Carrie's story is such an interesting story, and one that talks about the enormous potential that this plant has, the litigation that's going on within the industry, and the fact that many people are in this arena peddling their products. And we've talked about this numerous times on this program, from gas stations to shoe stores, yes, shoe stores, to any kind of a store whatsoever. And once the Farm Bill passed 2 years ago, it has been the floodgates have opened. And, you know, it's all about education. It's all about the education. And so it's always wonderful to have a man that has educated us about the history of this plant. He is a physician, a researcher, the author of over 35 books, including The Hemp Oil Miracle, Dr. Cass Ingram. This book is about the power of raw whole food hemp for your better health. And as always, welcome back.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. And for many people that are not aware, you are also the author of a movement, the author of a book on oregano. It's called The Cures in the Cupboard.
Yes, the oregano.
And
you know,
and you are the father of the wild oregano movement.
Yes,
you have been for decades.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say, this hemp thing, this cannabis, it has to do with an active ingredient, largely, called BCP, or beta-caryophyllene. It's a big terpene, right? And that's what, when you smell cannabis, when they train dogs, they give them caryophyllene oxide, that's the powder, so that they can recognize marijuana, right? Now,
yes.
No, this is this.
Yes, but I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that. But I'm like, it's fascinating.
Odor.
Yeah.
This is the odorous, malodorous substance. It's the same odor.
It smells like a skunk.
Yeah.
To me, it smells like a skunk.
But for some reason, it smells in cannabis. In peats, it's the smell of oregano. In sage, it's the sage. It's the same chemical. Just how God makes it, we don't understand. That's a mystery. It's a mystery. Each one of, so BCP, and then the black pepper has a certain odor or taste. It's the taste and smell of all these. Hops. Hops has a bitter taste. That's the BCP. The chamomile has the same chemical. And rosemary. Basil. You know, holy basil was used for insomnia. Cinnamon. Cinnamon first in hot milk. For the same thing we use cannabis for a lot of times. That's BCP. So, we don't have to just rely on hemp. We need to think a little differently. What's a really dense source of BCP? Well, hemp is a dense one. It's probably one of the most dense. Anything with BCP is going to give us some of the same parameters that we're getting from hemp. But, guess what? If you treat it with butane and propane, which is common in our industry, you destroy it. Isn't that interesting? So you take out the medicinal property so easily just by something, and then you go to a gas station and get CBD and it doesn't work for you, and it doesn't have the BCP in it, you see. That's the deal.
So you've talked about this, that this actually, this plant, and our last guest, Carrie, was saying that it was Reefer Madness that put that negative connotation, and that really changed the way people saw this plant, especially in the black community.
Well, you had to have cannabis indica in every doctor's black bag before the Reefer Madness movie.
That's what he was saying, yes.
Nobody was smoking it. I mean, who? One couple people here and there. And it was being smoked in France. They had a club called the Club de Hashishins. And they were authors, Dumas and others, and they were trying to use the cannabis to see if it would increase their creativity. And they said, nah, it doesn't work, you know, because they were smoking it, right? So, but here's the deal. The deal is the Reefer Madness was just a propaganda stunt by the big industry. They were afraid, they wanted to get rid of hemp straw.
It worked. It worked, yeah, didn't it?
Yeah. They took it out. You know, they did that kind of thing. They took out natural medicine for the pharmaceuticals. They took out homeopathy. They took out herbs. They do that kind of thing. And the public just is bamboozled into thinking that the only thing of any good is the drugs. We don't have anything else. We got to go to the doctor and get the drugs. Don't you have a half a brain? Don't you think God made all this stuff? I find
it's in the Bible.
An herb. I'm going to find you an herb that's more effective than your drug. Right? So.
Oh, would you do us a favor? Please. You have been studying the history. I mean, this is not just... I mean, if you go to CassIngram.com and you read the books that Dr. Ingram has written and the research, as a researcher, he has done, it's really spectacular. And you shared with us, which has nothing to do with cannabis, but I think it's important that during the last pandemic this country had in 1916, 17, and 18, during those 3 years, tell everybody who was immune
and
why.
It was incidental. There was a factory that everybody was free of 1918 flu. Nobody got sick. Nobody even got the flu. Nobody died. The whole factory, all the workers. And their relatives, their loved ones, their wives and husbands and daughters and whatever, they didn't die. They said, well, how come this group is not dying? It was the cinnamon grinders, right? They were grinding it. There was no OSHA. Nobody cared. They had so much dust in their faces and their clothes and their nose and their bronchial tubes, cinnamon dust, and on their clothes. They would take it home and throw their clothes all over the house. It was enough to make sure that none of them got sick. So what's the big deal? You're going to run around like a chicken with your head cut off. You're going to be afraid of everything, your shadow. All you need is cinnamon and oregano or something. BCP rich. Yeah. You know, the oregano oil is the king. Not the standardized kind. You don't want
the
kind that's
the wild.
70% carbon.
The wild.
Garbage. Wild. 100% wild. Premium material, you know.
I just want to mention that this wild oregano was partnered, and tell us the story of how you took the raw hemp, big difference, the raw CBD, the raw hemp, and combined it with oregano and made this spectacular, created
all
this new product.
All they did was take the raw hemp that's extracted by CO2 and didn't subject it to butane gas, like most of the industry does, or propane, and they just took the raw hemp and added the raw supercritical oregano from Turkey, and made a formula called Hempanol. Should be called Hempimmune. They made the formula, and it's a powerhouse. And you take that if you have pain or inflammation. Kaputsky. You know, it's a powerhouse. If you have depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia, and you're going to kill yourself, Kaputsky. So remember, they used to mix oregano with that stuff when they crossed the border to change the odor.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And
it looks the same.
You have shared with us in the Hemp Oil Miracle. You go through the history of this, the history of hemp. And
the history of hemp, you have to know.
You said that it goes back to early, what, I mean...
10,000 years
back
ago.
10,000 years ago. B.C.,
yeah.
10,000 B.C. When we come back, we have to take a quick break. Go to CassIngram.com. Lots of information in Hempanol. Is at oreganol.com. But we'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. You can see why, because we get into these kinds of conversations with doctors like Dr. Cass Ingram. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. He's a researcher, a true pioneer in botanicals. There isn't anybody that knows more about the botanicals, the botanical world, than Dr. Cass Ingram from his own personal experiences, and they're so fascinating. A noted author, one of his famous, world-famous books is The Cures in the Cupboard, which is how to use oregano oil, P73, the raw, I mean the not farm and not standardized, but the wild oregano. But we took the break. As we were going to break, you were sharing with us that the plant was raised for its health benefits. Its health benefits. And you say it was discovered during as early as 10,000 BC.
Yeah. Yeah, they farmed it back then. They used it. We don't know. There's no written word, but we do know the Chinese said it was good for like about 200 BC mood and irritability and pain and that type of thing. But not much until the British invaded India. Then they found the Indians with the drink called bong. They would add the cannabis resin to milk, and they did some scientific studies and found it to be invaluable for several conditions. The British did, and what they were dealing with was that Indian subpopulation was raising the cannabis, farming it, and collecting the resin. Yeah, so it some people abused it, but a lot of people used it as a drug.
Right? You said this is the most. Yeah, and you say this is one of the most fascinating, and this is all from your book. I just love this book, The Hemp Oil Miracle by Dr. Cass Ingram. But you say the pharaohs, because the seed was grown for harvesting because of the nutrition. It's, you know, filled with omegas, but they were using the pharaohs were using the fiber. And 5,000 BC, and yeah. Building the pyramids. I never knew
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
They used...
Yeah, thatching it.
They used it.
Yeah, no, they raised quite a bit of it. So, not too many people were getting high on cannabis over those centuries. You know, the anointing of Solomon comes from ointment. He had ointment. In fact, they found over there in Israel, they found some kind of temple or something, and it had residues of cannabis that they were burning or whatever, using the oil.
Yeah,
so
interesting.
You've got the Palestinian use, you've got the tribes of Israel, you've got the Egyptian pharaohs, you've got the ancient Stone Age guy, you've got the Greeks and the Romans all playing around with this stuff. But none of them used any, they didn't have any propane gas to gas it. So...
I heard even Kellogg, the maker of course the cereal maker, wanted to he did a hemp cereal of some sort, and I mean we were really on the brink of using this fiber, this plant, and then
we lost madness out because. You know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew it, and the British put people in prison if they didn't grow hemp back in the 1700s. And we just lost so much just because of the nylon people, DuPont, and the cotton people, and the first and his
of course bag.
This country is always losing to monopolists. The monopolists put in the senators and the congressmen, and they serve them, the presidents even. We can't get this thing right. So that's one of the great things about doing the show. We get the word out that raw hemp, it would be a way to get away from the medication, get away from the insomnia drugs, get away from the antidepressants, get away. And it works when you come. I don't know about CBD. I didn't have good results, but, you know, I understand. But if you could get this hempenol stuff, you're going to get some results with that.
Well, it's one of my favorites, as you know.
Yeah.
I love the product.
Yeah, you're getting results. I'm getting results from the hemp.
I get results,
Yeah.
The PM for me, too.
With the insomnia and stuff. And
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they need to, you know,
I found that after I was using it for a while, I didn't need as much, and I don't need it the time now.
You know why? If you take raw hemp, it becomes it heals off the brain tissue, or it helps your neurons redo, and then you can take less and less. If you take the CBD, it's refined, and so the receptors get overloaded, they shut down, and you have to take more and more. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that you
interesting.
Can't refine?
Yeah.
You cannot refine hemp. That's one of the reasons that CBD is falling a little bit flat on its face, is because it's mixed results. If we could get a crude hemp, and there's only one brand that I know of, I wish there were more, and that would be the hempanol, N-O-L, we're going to get the results, and we don't need as much. I don't care who sells it. Who cares? The main thing is, it works. And the expected results from hemp, you do receive them. Now, I hope the whole industry gets away from the CBD and goes more to the full spectrum whole food. Now, there's other players. I haven't found them to be very effective. It says full spectrum on the label, but I still don't get the effect. I don't know what they're doing. But I urge them. You know, when I contact a manufacturer of hemp raw, they tell me, well, we don't want to sell you the raw resin. We make more if we can make it into CBD and different fractions. And I just finally find with somebody that says, all right, we'll sell to you. That's how crazy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It doesn't work. I'm not going to tell you something and then you buy it for $50 and you get marginal results. If I'm going to tell you something, it's going to be effective. That's all.
And with that note, absolutely. I mean, read the book. Read the history. Become educated. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The Hemp Oil Miracle, CassIngram.com, Hempanol.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Sure, bye-bye.
Thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. As always, make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.